Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail on May 25 regarding Robert Munns, M as in Mary, U, N as in Nancy, S. Robert Munns is a 62-year-old male who reports he noted the onset of symptoms in his right hip and back in approximately November 2015. Pretty attributed this to lifting tile, bending, and carrying. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment approximately 4 months ago. Period. The paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Munns alleged from May 2013 through July 3rd, 2017, repetitive lifting of tiles, bending and climbing ladders caused permanent injuries to the lumbar spine and right hip. Period. He supplied answers to occupational interrogatories. Scratch that. He was proffered occupational interrogatories, but his responses were not supplied. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he was seen by a nurse practitioner at Relievus Pain Medicine on 5/11/21. Pretty complained of lower back pain with an average level of 6/10, radiating to the right groin. Period. They noted he underwent radiofrequency ablation of the medial branch nerves for lumbar facet joints bilaterally at L4-5 and L5-S1 on 4/27/21, but it was too early to document pain relief from that procedure. Pretty nevertheless reported about a 20% decrease in pain so far. Period. He was noted to have undergone MRI studies of the lumbar spine on 7/27/17 and 5/15/20, both to be inserted here as marked. Period. He was going to continue to receive pain management. Period. In paragraph on 6/21/21, he had an EMG be inserted. Period. On 8/11/21, he had bilateral sacroiliac joint injections administered by Dr. Lee, L-E-E. Period. Continued to follow at Relievus through 11/23/21. Period. Physical exam found 20-30% reduction in motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Seated straight leg raising maneuvers bilaterally were negative, and he was neurologically intact. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder. Period. Active abduction and flexion were at 150 degrees without crepitus. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower, right hip internal rotation was to 35 degrees with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the hips and knees and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal, hips and pelvis. He had a positive Fabares maneuver on the opposite left hip. That was uninvolved, but this was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees with decreased extension to 50 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation to 45 degrees, and bilateral side bending to 35 degrees. Pretty safe. His current range of motion is due to having a good day. Period. Thoracic. There was a long oblique scar circling around to the chest that he attributed to surgical repair of a spontaneous pneumothorax. Period. The rest of that section is normal, lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right graded trochanter and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Supine straight leg maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Both elicited right-sided low back tenderness without radicular complaints. For the rest of that section is normal. Robert Munz alleges his routine job activities with the insured from 2013 through 2017 caused permanent injuries to his lumbar spine and right hip. Period. He came under the care of Relievus Pain Management before 5/11/21. Period. He had already received some injection therapy prior to that. Period. They continued treating him conservatively over the next several months. Period. He had electrodiagnostic testing on 6/21/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 8/11/21, he had a procedure done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up through at least 11/23/21. Period. I'm only in receipt of part of that last progress note. Period. At that juncture, he was using diclofenac topical gel, 3%. For his discomfort. Period. Clinical exam was unimpressive. Period. New paragraph of the current exam. I found there to be decreased range of motion about the left shoulder and cervical spine. Period. There was mild decreased right hip internal rotation and lumbar flexion to 70 degrees. Period. However, provocative maneuvers in these regions were unremarkable. Period. He did undergo MRI studies of the lumbar spine on two occasions. Period. These show the expected changes for one of Mr. Munn's age of 62. Period. Interestingly, the first study was done on 7/27/17, shortly after he stopped working at the insured. Period. The repeat study was done on 5/15/20 and showed virtually the same findings of chronic degenerative changes. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back or right hip. Period. His routine and various job tasks with the insured did not cause, permanently aggravate, or accelerate his underlying naturally occurring degenerative disease to a material degree. Pretty has been able to remain in the workforce as a water treatment operator. Pretty states this involves 12-hour overnight shifts, but no lifting. Period. That is the end.